Paul, what was your initial reaction to the hit by Lemieux on Trocheck?
Oh, the refs got it right.
Do you feel like it was a turning point in some ways in the game? Or?
Yeah.
Front right. Jason?
You talk to your players, it seemed in their mind, it almost seemed like it was a reversal. Better effort tonight, but a different result. How did you see that one?
Yeah, we were good at the start. We've had a little bit of a problem in kind of our shooter's mentality over the course of the season, and that was true in the second, but we were in the box for a little bit of that and lost the momentum of the game that I thought we built. But the expectation that we would have three periods like the first would be somewhat disrespectful to the other hockey team. You know, they played us very hard last night, and they made good on their chances. We didn't get into the shooting lanes we needed to on our PK, and got a bad break on the one, and that's the game. You give up three on the PK, you're not winning.
Paul, when you look at it now that the experience is over, was it what you expected it to be this week, leading in and then obviously the back-to-back games?
Yeah, I've got some experience being that this isn't my first time here, so it was good. You know, I think the positive effects of a trip like this are felt more long-term than necessarily right now. Everybody's got a certain level of fatigue on them. Back-to-back are tough, especially when they're not on your continent. And then you'll find that just time spent together with each other can be a real positive thing.
Right side, third row.
Coach, one of the big stories about these two games regarding Jets is, of course, Patty's four goals.
Yep.
Now, do you see these games as some kind of new start to the season for him now that he's got his confidence back with his goals?
Yeah, you know, I think the shot tonight was what we see an awful lot, where that most of the guys on the bench are kind of staring at each other and can't believe how hard that, how fast, or how he got that shot off. You know, it was more like that. We certainly hope so. We're not scoring a tremendous amount of goals right now, 5-on-5, so our power play has to be good. But truly, still believe it's just a matter of time with that young man. He's got such a special gift with the puck, and when it comes to goaltenders, that we know he's going to score. And it usually goes a drought. The frustration level builds for him, and then he gets real hot real fast.
Stay in that row. Third row on the right.
So when you get back to Winnipeg, is it a fresh start now? Was this a little bit of a distraction? Can you look at it that way?
We get back into the grind of the NHL season, so some normalcy comes back to what we do. There's going to be a bit of a lag. It takes you a while to get back home, and in our experience with these things, we'll play it. But, as enjoyable as it was, we are certainly routine animals, and this is out of routine for us. So we'll look forward to get back and sleep in our own beds for a while and play some hockey at home.
We'll do one more question, front left.
Paul, just with the stick fouls, I mean, what are some of the things you can do to minimize them? You often talk about needing to move your feet. Do you think
just keep them on the ice? That'll be a starting point, right? Which one? You know what? Listen, I got no complaint about the referee. I don't like the call on Scheife, but nobody cares. The penalties that Brendan took, but Brendan deserved.